That seemed to pacify him, at least for a few seconds.
And when I go to kill her, where will you stand? At my back or in my way?
She offered him a slight smile. I don't think you will go after her. His look was harsh and deadly.
You're going to bet her life on it?
Yes.
Because you know her death would rupture the fabric of the earth, and unlike her, you're not that selfish. Any time a major god was killed, their powers were released back into the universe. If no one absorbed the powers, they could easily detonate like a nuclear bomb, especially when the dying god was born of the sun or moon. Those gods had to be protected more than any other. And since Artemis had absorbed Sin's powers on top of her own, it made her destruction twice as dangerous as that of any other god. Sin's gaze narrowed.
Maybe I'll absorb her powers and replace her, as she did me.
Kat still wasn't buying what he was trying to sell her. If you knew how to do that, then you'd have done it before now. Glancing away, he shook his head.
You trust way too easily.
And you trust not at all.
His face grim, he moved away from her.
You're damn right.
Okay, she'd learned a trigger for the ex-god. Don't even tease about trust. He had issues there. Wanting to restore the camaraderie they had almost found before it had veered off the road and careened down the hill where it exploded into flames, she sought to change the subject.
So are you going to show me how to fight those things, so that the next time Kassar darkens your door, I can make him limp and bleed?
Her words almost got a smile out of him.
Almost.
What about the Sephora and finding my brother?
Hold that thought a second. Kat closed her eyes and let her thoughts drift. She saw her grandmother in her garden, and though she wasn't weeping, Kat could feel Apollomene's sadness. Her grandmother wasn't up to receiving visitors just yet, and that meant even her alone. She was still angry over Sin's last visit, and aching over what had happened to Acheron. Opening her eyes, Kat gave Sin a pointed stare.
Can we wait a bit? I don't think Grandma wants to see you or me just yet. Give her a little more time, another hour or two, and hopefully this time when we go, she won't try to feed you to her demons. Is that okay?
Not really, but since I know better than to rush an angry goddess, I'll strive for an ounce of patience.
This was true. Besides, she added, we have Simmy coming, and I think it best we be here when she arrives.
Yeah, he said with a low laugh. I definitely don't want a hungry Karani around my workers and clientele.
It was true. Simmy could be a bit ferocious when left on her own.
So, are we up for the training?
He looked at her clothes.
We'll need to get you something else to wear. I don't think that's going to work for training.
Well, it worked for fighting, but she wasn't going to point that out and risk alienating him when she really needed to know how to kill those things that made her skin crawl. Kat snapped her fingers and her jeans and shirt turned into black workout pants and a black tank top, complete with tennis shoes.
This work?
That'll work.
He duplicated her gesture of snapping his fingers, and his own clothes changed to black sweatpants and a white tank top that only emphasized the dark, sculpted muscles of his body. Oh yeah, baby. She had to stop herself from sucking her breath in as desire tore through her. Good grief, he was yummy when barely dressed, and it made her wonder how much more yummy he might be naked. Not to mention, his actions proved that he was a lot more powerful than the average Dark Hunter. He might not have all his god powers, but he had enough to make him extremely formidable. Wondering what he was going to show her, she followed him down the hallway to a large exercise room.